All right, well, welcome. We got special guests this morning with special music. I never heard this song. I said to Judy, have you ever heard Holy Water? She said, I don't think so. So I said, Phil will record it, and I'll be able to play it for you.
I'm not sure I've ever heard either of the Christian aspects.
Yeah, neat, thank you.
I've never heard it. Tina listens to more than that. She's probably heard Holy Water.
It's a good test.
It was a good test.
Yeah, so we're grateful for that. And, we want to welcome you to the fifth Sunday of Lent. This is, as Phil says, a free Sunday. I call it a grace Sunday, but it's the same thing, because if you gave up something for Lent, you don't have to feel guilty today. If you kind of say, well, I think I'd like to have a piece of chocolate or whatever, because Sunday is a grace day, or Phil says a free day.
Celebration day.
Celebration day. I like that better. There you go. All right. Let's say whatever announcement's good for the call. Oh, the bishop's in town tomorrow at Good Samaritan United Methodist Church. Well, he's in here today, too, but he's preaching at, where he's preaching, somewhere.
Wesley.
But we're here,
Wesley.
Huh?
Wesley, I believe it is.
That's where it is. Yeah, the Wesley Foundation. Yeah, so. And tomorrow he'll be, and you're invited if you'd like to go. Tina and Travis was going to go with me, but they ended up with a conflict, so I have two seats reserved if anybody would like to go and have lunch with the bishop tomorrow at Good Samaritan Church at 12 o'clock. I understand. we have a clergy meeting at 10 o'clock. And I'm looking forward to meeting him. I don't know much about him. He appears to be a good guy, and I hope and pray that he could give us some leadership in our conference. One of the good things that he's done already is he called for a special annual conference in April so that we can deal with some of our churches that want to disaffiliate. It's been pushed and kicked down the road so long, it's at least he's going to address it, and I think that's a good thing, whether you agree with it or not. We're in a world that is totally different than what you and I have raised in. There's a lot of division, dissension. Did you know the word denomination has a root in dissension? That's how it all came about. Well, I don't believe in the way you baptize. I'm going to go over there and start my own little church. And that's what's happened. But we're all one in Christ. That's why I'd like to get back to understanding what, not only what Jesus taught, but the disciples that experienced all kinds of things in their life too, how they taught us to stay firm, stand. That's what I entitled my message today, When Time Stands Still. Now, I can butcher the English language worse than I can butcher Hebrew and Greek and German, whatever. And Phil asked me yesterday, he said, one place you put down, When Time Stands Still, is that the title of your message? I got to look, I put all that away. Yeah, that's it. Well, one place you wrote When Time Stood Still. And I'm thinking, what could be the difference? Well, when you stand still, you're standing strong, and when you stood still, you're looking in past tense. So it's interesting. Thank you, Phil, because words have meaning. We're in a situation now where people are trying to change meanings of words. But anyhow, it's good to be in the house of God, and I'm grateful that you're here this morning.